I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Cowboys Monday is brought to you by Cade Post Roofing.
Shout out to Jet Nelson doing a fantastic job on the board, getting our boy Brian Broaddus connected. We're going to talk to him here in just a second. And Frank Ragnow was the guy we were thinking of for the Lions.
Yes.
That's going to be out for them. That's going to maybe hurt Gibbs and Goff. We'll have to wait and see. I will say this, Tolos. Give me a follow on Twitter because I just quote tweeted one of the something we shouldn't be seeing at Blake Live __ on Twitter. Brittany Renner and PJ Washington, as you guys know, that is PJ's baby mama and very famous lady. They got into an altercation of a screaming match in the parking lot, driveway, if you will, with the kid transfer, kid going from parent to parent. And I'm laughing just because I know zero of the context, and it's just funny hearing them yell explicits at each other. But if you just want a good laugh, or maybe you want to be informational about it, I quote tweeted it on Twitter. It's the most recent thing. Just go give that a listen after this interview and laugh. But before you do that, let's get your knowledge up. Do you want to sound smarter around your friends this week at work? Do you not want to be the dumb guy talking sports? Do you want to be the smart one talking sports? Well, listen up, because we're going to go out to the Dean Emleason hotline, talk to the Super Bowl winning scout, G-Bag Nation, Crown Global Media debut today, the hardest working man in 105 through the fan. Welcome to the stage, Brian Broaddus.
Hey, thank you much, boys. Appreciate you guys having me on today. Yeah, we just got done with our stuff here at Crown. We, Vach Lombardi and I got a video up, and then we got a film breakdown of how to stop Jalen Hurts coming up a little bit later on the channel as well. So exciting days here, but as I say, look forward to my my real day job of visiting with you guys, and glad to be on with you.
Just so hardworking. Just doesn't stop, even on a Labor Day. I know you're doing your stuff over there. Do you have any, like, barbecuing, chilling out plans for today, or is it all media today?
No, man, I'm all media today is what I'm doing. And matter of fact, it's been a lot of fun to, you know, actually get this project off the ground.
100%.
And so, you know, I've learned so much. Today was one of the first days where I've ever had to apply makeup on my head.
Wow.
It would be shiny. So that just tells you how damn serious we are over here, that I don't have any glare on these TV lights and cameras and all that stuff like that. So, yeah, but it's been a lot of fun. It's one of those things that, you know, I could sit here and talk football all day with people, and that's kind of what we're doing right now.
Well, let's get into the nitty-gritty. Talk about glare, talk about the big lights. The lights will be no brighter than in Philadelphia on Thursday as the banners are dropping, the rings are being handed out to the Philadelphia Eagles, and they welcome in their arch rival, the Dallas Cowboys. How much of a shot now? No Micah Parsons. The drama's out the window. How much of a shot, before we get into the details of the game, do you give the Cowboys to be competitive in this one? A lot of people, myself included, are kind of counting them out of this one.
Well, yeah. You know, this is really going to be a very difficult matchup, but you just never know with week one. You know, I'm just thinking about my own program with LSU going to Clemson, and you know, and you kind of feeling like, boy, this is going to be a tough matchup. LSU really hasn't done very much in opening days. And, you know, but they go to Clemson, they find defense, they play well, they get enough offense. And you just never know as the season starts. You're never as good as you seem, and you're never as bad as you seem as well. But this is going to be, I think, a very, very difficult matchup, you know, but you know, Dallas is going to have to find a way to use some of the advantages that they have with element of surprise. And the element of surprise is, like, really, they haven't shown anything in the preseason. There's really not a much, if you want to go on history, you know, with this play caller, you know, you're going to have to go back some years and kind of figure that out. But it's different personnel. It's a different quarterback. It's a different offensive line. So some of the things that you might think that, you know, that they might feel like, that Vic Fangio might feel like, well, hey, I can get a beat on Brian Schottenheimer with this, that might not actually be the case. And so, It's going to be the ultimate chess game until, like I said, you know, we see where exactly where this thing falls. Really, on both sides of the ball for the Cowboys, it's especially the offense with, you know, with the new weapons with Pickens, and then also Ferguson coming back. What's the running game going to look like? New right guard. You know, all these things are going to kind of play into you know, the Philadelphia Eagles have maybe having to prep for something that they haven't worked on.
Brian, you mentioned watching Jalen Hurts film and studying kind of the offense for the Eagles. The Cowboys trade Parsons, add Kenny Clark. What do you feel like the defensive game plan is going to be centered around week one? What can we expect from the Dallas defense in your mind?
Yeah, it's going to be...
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see how if in fact Philadelphia wants to continue running the football. And that was something that, you know, that Nick Sirianni was pretty adamant about. And, you know, Kellen Moore at times really probably didn't want to run the ball that much, but it's just hard not to do that when you have someone like Saquon Barkley in the mix, and then you also have this offensive line, and you know it's one of the better lines in the league. And you know, Barkley, he just, you know, he comes over from the Giants, and everybody felt like, oh, well, you know, we'll see how if he can stay healthy, and let's see if he can do this and do that. And you know, for his first year, everything worked out great. So, how committed are the Eagles into allowing, you know, Jalen Hurts to throw the ball? And they've got some of the best receivers in the league. When you start to talk about AJ Brown and Devontae Smith, we'll see with Jahan Dotson, you know, but they trade for John Mitchie, and you know, there's going to be some opportunities. And you know, Dallas is kind of now in a situation where they're going to have to figure out some things in, you know, as a pass rush. And you know, that's where I think this game will actually hinge, is that, you know, can they find a way to, when they, Dallas's offense does have success and is able to score some points, will that take Philadelphia out of their running game? And then now it turns into throwing the football, and can they get pass rush? And without Michael Parsons, you know, that could be a little bit of a daunting task to speak of. But, you know, edge rusher was kind of talked about as the position that everybody felt really, really good about. But yeah, that was with Micah Parsons in the mix. So, but we'll clearly see. I think making Jalen Hurts have to put the ball up a bunch, you know, it kind of plays into the advantage of the Dallas Cowboys.
Talk me off a ledge, Brian, about this Dallas Cowboys secondary. Trayvon Diggs looks like he may be able to go. We're kind of still waiting and seeing. It's trending. And a positive note, Deron Bland's got the big contract. I got a Buffalo Bills and my boy Brennan here, a Bills supporter who's not that high on Kyrie Elam, was able to see him last year. And then you got a bunch of guys who signed off waivers. Is this secondary something? I have it right now at a C-, not very excited for it. Talk me off the ledge.
Well, it's going to be, like I say, they are looking at Diggs as maybe a week two guy. Now, listen, I have to circle back with my guys and see, you know, there's a couple of guys that are practicing. Guyton's practicing, Diggs is practicing. But they were talking to me earlier that they were looking for an 8-week conditioning period for Diggs, and 8 weeks would be week two. So, you know, if they stay true to that number, then Diggs will likely miss this game and then have a full 10 days to get ready. Diggs last week, or, you know, when the players were off, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Diggs was in the facility working on his conditioning and stuff. So, you know, he's trying all he can to come back that way. It would be really, it'd be nice if, you know, if it was Diggs and it was Elam, and then, you know, we need to figure out, you know, with Bland, will he play in the nickel? And also, it's, you know, that that group would be a lot better if, in fact, Diggs was able to play.
So, Broadus, if Diggs isn't able to go, excuse me for interrupting you, but what is your cornerback room look like in week one if Diggs isn't able to go?
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be, you know, you're talking about, you know, is it an elevation, you know, is there going to be an elevation from, you know, the practice squad, you know, to be able to, you know, is, you know, we've kind of, that, you know, Zion Childers was a guy that everybody was kind of talking about, you know, all through camp, and it appeared that he was kind of going to win the job. And then all of a sudden, you know, they get rid of Childers and Booth, both get, you know, put onto the, you know, put onto the street. And then they add, you know, a couple of different guys there with Reddy Stewart and then Ta'Quezzi Bridges. So, you know, that's you know, it could be Stewart is more of a nickel than Bridges. Bridges more of an outside player. And, you know, Matt Eberflus has familiarity with Stewart, you know, playing in Chicago. And so will they just with, you know, four or five practices, will they just run Stewart out there and let him be the nickel? So I believe until, you know, we line up and see and they, and the Eagles going 11 personnel, we really won't know that until that actually happens.
Brian, I've been sitting in here in the studio with Blake, and the pessimism of the Cowboys season has been out, and, you know, and he's not a believer this year. Give us reason to believe in the Cowboys in 2025. Where are you looking for optimism on the 2025 Cowboys?
Well, it's got to be with the offense. You know, if they, you know, with the weapons that you have, with the receivers, with Ferguson, you know, with a tight end, you know, with Turpin, I mean, there's some possibilities there. You know, you find a way to protect Dak Prescott, you find a way to have some semblance of a running game, you know, where it kind of takes some pressure off Dak, but you've got guys that it can attack. And, you know, if you can find a way to protect, you've got two athletic, you know, tackles. We'll see what they do at left tackle. Will they go with Nate Thomas as the starter because he's been working all year, or will they go with, you know, will they go with Tyler Guyton, who started training camp very, very well, but then got hurt. So the question is going to be, you know, can they, which one of those guys, but if they can find a way to protect and, you know, Dak Prescott, we'll see with Brian Schottenheimer again calling the plays. There were some elements of some practices where, you know, they were doing a pretty good job of attacking with the crossing routes. They were doing some vertical stuff, you know, just trying to like get some bunch formations, tight formations, condensed, scatter from that, you know, just, you know, create opportunities for their receivers to create some separation. So that to me is the optimism. If in fact the Dallas Cowboys offense is bad this year, then this football team is probably going to be bad. You know, if Dak Prescott struggles and the receivers don't live up to the billing and they don't protect very well, and it's, you know, they don't score enough points, well, of course you're going to lose games if you don't score enough points, but they need this offense to be really humming, because if you can find a way to score points and then you're going to put your opponents in some harm's way, it'll take them out of running game and things like that, and it'll play to your strength where you can rush the passer. I think Matt Eberflus is, you know, he's very, very heavy zone concepts. He's very much rush four kind of a guy. And, you know, with Micah Parsons, rushing four is okay. Without Micah Parsons, that could be a little bit of a problem. But I think he's going to have to adapt much like Dan Quinn did. Dan Quinn kind of changed his defensive philosophy when he got to Dallas. I don't think Matt Eberflus can sit there and play as much zone defense as he wants to play and then rush four and hope that that works. I don't think that's a great plan. But this season is really going to come down to Dak Prescott and this offense.
Brian, shout out all your socials, where they can find all the podcasts, where they can find the G-Bag Nation, who you are, your new makeup tutorial, all that good stuff.
Yeah, we had to do makeup tutorial. But yeah, absolutely. Did an episode of Love of the Star today with Zach Wolchuk. That should be up on all your Odyssey podcast areas. I did, like I say, Crown Global Media. We're on the YouTube side of things. Myself and Bob Lombardi did some stuff. And then, like I said, about 3 o'clock today, Central will have a breakdown of, you know, some film work up for you. So yeah. And then again on Twitter, it's just at Brian Broadus. So, those are all the places you can get me. Appreciate you allowing me to do that, my friend.
Yes, sir. Brian, well, you enjoy your Labor Day, and, I think you can give Freddie some hair makeup as well.
There you go. Appreciate that, man. Thank you, boys.
There he goes. Brian Broaddus, Super Bowl winning scout, G-Bag Nation. Make sure you're tuned in this week to hear all things when it comes to Dallas Cowboys. I have top five slated. We didn't talk college football, so I'm going to find a way to infuse both topics. Top five college football edition coming up next on the KNC Masterpiece.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.